Hello, and welcome to MMG's fourth quarter production report teleconference. This report and today's discussion cover the operational performance of MMG's assets for the December quarter and the full 2019 year. We will also touch on the production outlook for 2020. Joining us today are Geoffrey Gao, Chief Executive Officer of MMG, Ross Carroll, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Wei Qianxiang, Executive General Manager, Americas, Suresh Vadnagra, EGM Operations Australia and Africa, and prior to December, the EGM Operations Americas, along with other members of the MMG executive team. Thank you for joining us. I'll now hand over to Geoffrey, who will discuss the highlights in the report, after which there'll be an opportunity to ask questions.
Thank you, Blake, and hello to everyone who has dialed in today. At MMG, our first value is safety. In the final quarter of 2019, our operations recorded a total recordable injury frequency rate of 1.44 per million hours worked. This remains one of the lowest TRIF rates in the global mining industry, as ranked by the International Council of Mining and Metals. I'm pleased to report that all our operations continue to deliver improved performance over the final quarter of the year, with increased production of copper, lead, and zinc. For the full year, MMG produced around 452,000 tons of copper and 253,000 tons of zinc. Now, I will briefly discuss the operational performance of our mining assets before moving on to our short and medium-term outlook. Las Bambas produced around 100,000 tons of copper in the final quarter, and the full year production was in line with the latest guidance at just over 382,000 tons. As a result of community road disruptions during 2019, copper stockpiled on site at year-end was around 50,000 tons. This is expected to be progressively drawn down and shipped during the first half of 2020. For 2019, Las Bambas reported C1 unit cost of $0.99. Noting that this does reflect a change to our accounting treatment for deferred stripping. With strong focus on cost control and operational excellence, Las Bambas remains one of the lowest, lower cost copper mines of this scale in the world. Continuing with our copper operations, Kinsevere delivered its strongest production quarter in over a year at over 20,000 tons of copper cathode, driven by record mill throughput. Full year production was around 68,000 tons of copper cathode. This reduced volume relative to prior years was the result of lower ore grades and mining challenges in the first half, associated with the final stages of mining in the Mashi pit. Let me now move on to our zinc operations, Dugald River and Rosebery. Dugald River delivered another strong quarter, with a new record set for mine output and the seventh consecutive increase in quarterly mill throughput. Over 48,000 tons of zinc was produced in the final quarter of the year, with more than 170,000 tons being produced in 2019. The ongoing ramp-up of mine output, together with the demonstrated ability of the plant to produce well above design capacity, has assisted in full year C1 cost of $0.70 per pound. This was at the bottom end of the guidance range, despite challenges of extreme weather events and higher zinc treatment charges in 2019. At Rosebery, a series of operational improvements supported a second consecutive year with mining and milling volumes in excess of 1 million tons. This is particularly noteworthy as it was achieved despite two seismic events which temporarily restricted access to operational mining areas. Zinc production for the December quarter represented a 6% increase from the prior period, and full-year production exceeded 83,000 tons, a 10% increase over 2018. Full-year C1 cost of 20 cents per pound were 5 cents below guidance due to the strong contribution of precious metal byproduct credits. MMG remains committed to extending the life of Rosebery. In 2020, the company will focus on resource extension drilling. We have learned to never underestimate a mine that has been operating for 85 years. We will shortly move on to questions, but before doing so, let me make a few comments on the outlook for our operations. The company expects to produce up to 445,000 tons of copper and 245,000 tons of zinc in 2020. At Las Bambas, production of 350,000 to 370,000 tons of copper will be temporarily lower in 2020 due to the development of the Chalcobamba pit, which is expected to come into production in the third quarter of 2020. This work, along with the completion of the third ball mill and other initiatives, is expected to deliver a further 2 million tons of copper production over the five-year period from 2021 to 2025. This significantly improves upon the pre-production mine plan and extends our initial guidance to around 4 million tons of copper by the 10th anniversary of the commercial production. Beyond that medium-term outlook, we continue to be excited by the results from the Las Bambas drilling program. Drilling associated with the development of Chalcobamba continues to define mineralization in the zone southwest of the current pit shell and is likely to result in an expansion of the existing pit design. High-grade intercepts, some in excess of 1% copper, support our ongoing optimism regarding the exploration potential that exists more broadly at Las Bambas. We are also confident of sustaining steady increases in mine and mill output at Dugald River, with work underway to lift mine capacity above 2 million tons and zinc equivalent production toward 200,000 tons in the years beyond 2020. We are actively working on programs to extend the life and optimize value at Kinsevere and Rosebery. MMG has a strong future. We are now happy to take your questions. And given the challenges with technology and translation from Mr. Wei in Peru, we will respond to Las Bambas related questions from the team here in Melbourne. I look forward to introducing you more formally to Mr. Wei at the release of our 2019 annual results in March. I will hand over to the moderator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, just please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If at any time you need to cancel your request, just please press the pound or the hash key. So once again, that's star 1 on your telephone to ask a question today. Just another reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wanted to make ask a question or make a comment, it's star one on your telephone. And your first question today comes from the line of Chris Hsu from Horizon Asset. Please ask your question, Chris.
Hi, good morning, and Happy New Year. I've got two questions. One, could you give us some updates on the latest situation at Las Bambas? Do you see any risk to the road usage, transportation, logistics, and so on? That's the first question. And also related to that, any sort of longer term solution that we are seeking, and how are we working with the local community as well as the government there? And the second question is, do you have any guidance for CapEx for 2020 and beyond? Yeah, these are the main questions. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Chris. About your first question regarding the latest situation in Las Bambas, since the fourth quarter, and we haven't been meeting any serious road blockade since then, and the transportation of logistics, crop concentrates, remains normal, and we also see some good progress or announcement made by the Peruvian government regarding the request from the local communities, such as government has declared some government decrees regarding the benefit allocation or mining cannon to be distributed to the communities along the road. So we are happy to see some positive progress in that area, and we will continue work closely with the government to build relationships and also provide development and business opportunities with the communities. Regarding the long-term solutions, we are also actively reviewing the options, including the pipeline and also rail options, and the alternate road routes, or possibly the combinations of all this. And we will, give the market to the market when we got any further results regarding the long-term solution toward the logistics. Regarding the second question, Ross.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Jeffrey and Chris. In regard to the CapEx, Chris, we'd be looking at sort of ongoing regular CapEx of between $400 and $500 million this year. Again, and that incorporates the development of Chalcobamba. But also with the change in the deferred stripping policy, we'll be looking at an additional $200 million of deferred stripping on top of that. And that's because we've got a significant lift in total movement at Las Bambas. And just to give you an idea, the total movement at Las Bambas lifts from about 180 million tonnes up to 225 million tonnes next year. So, but that's no real cash impact, because that increase in deferred stripping would have been incurred as an operating cost otherwise.
Thank you very much. And also, just to follow up, since you have given more medium term guidance for the production, do you also have the corresponding medium term guidance for the cost, C1 cost, 2021 to 2025?
We don't propose to give out that sort of guidance just yet, but we'll obviously give them the guidance for the 2020 year, but we would expect it to be relatively similar, and really within that band of $1 to $1.20, as it has been.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Just a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, it is star one to ask a question or make a comment in today's call. Okay, there are no further questions at this time. I'll hand the conference back to your presenters. Please continue.
All right. If no more questions, thanks for joining us today and for your continued interest in MMG. If you have any further questions, please follow up with our investor relations or corporate affairs team. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference call. Thank you for all participating. You may now all disconnect.